Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope something you hear in the next hour strikes your curiosity, gives you a new perspective, maybe makes you laugh, and helps you move forward. Now, I've connected with a lot of people this week who are aware that they're blocked. They're feeling stuck. They want to move forward, but they can't quite move past whatever they feel is holding them back. My guest on today's show is healer and spiritual guide Alea Dow, and she's going to share tools for using our energy fields to shift our consciousness, clear blocks, and transform our lives. Before I bring Alea on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com to explore my little internet world. If you want to book a private intuitive reading with me, explore one of the classes I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, get on the list for the not-so-monthly newsletter, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. And if you're interested in learning to connect with your own intuitive abilities, and you have them, by the way, everybody does, you might like to check out the online Psychic Development Intensive. That is a four-part live class where you can explore and experiment with your intuition in a high energy, safe space. We cover grounding and psychic protection and way more. The next session begins in June, and you can get details at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. And now, Alea Dow is a sound healer, energy practitioner, doctor of oriental medicine, and spiritual guide who helps people activate their own energetic intelligence and access higher states of consciousness. She uses her unique voice and the universal life force to clear and transform blocks that prevent people from moving into happiness, abundance, and higher states of consciousness. Alea has the ability to read the energy of individuals and groups and produce sounds and light language that shift the energy into higher frequencies. She performs all over the country, giving meditation toning concerts. She's got an international consulting practice that guides individuals and groups into greater balance, inner peace, and empowerment. You can find out more about Alea and her work at aleadow.com. Alea, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen. It is a joy to be here.
Thank you. I feel the same way. So I'm glad you could join me. I love your website, and I should probably spell that for people. aleadow.com is aleadao.com. And Alea, on your website, you've got a lot of wonderful resources for people to connect with you and connect with your voice. And I thought we could start today by me just asking you if you can share a little bit about the journey that led you to this place.
And yes, I actually, as a child, when I was six, I was, when little kids sort of pretend like they're healers and they put their hands on and you feel better. Well, I was sort of one of those children. And so from a very early age, I felt this healing current moving through me and didn't even consciously know what I was doing, but just felt called to it. And the same thing happened when I was in boarding school and college. Just people would come to me and I would do little bits of healing work with them, not consciously knowing what I was doing. And then right around 20, I started getting formal education as a massage therapist and then a Reiki practitioner and then became a Reiki master and then went on to become a doctor of oriental medicine and became an acupuncturist. And after being in the realm of alternative medicine for about 10 years, I was lying on a sound table, which is a water bed, essentially, with speakers underneath it. And it gives you this body massage. And I had an enlightenment experience on this sound table. So thus, the power of sound and the power of water and it helping us shift our consciousness. And from that enlightenment experience, all of my awareness of other dimensions and guides and being able to be far more empathic and feel the pain and the suffering and the emotions of other people and have an understanding as to why they were in that and then bringing in tools to help them shift out of that. That happened in 2001. And so I basically spent the last 11 years integrating that higher awareness as well as being able to use upon all of the tools that I gathered early on.
Wow. So it's almost, I mean, it's kind of like you were, I feel this way in my journey too. It's like I was gaining tools and didn't understand what it was I was meant to use them to do until the time was right. And then you go, oh, that's why I've got all these tools. I get it. Right?
Definitely. And I remember when, after that enlightenment experience, I was in communication with guides, the angelic realm, and they would come forth and be very clear in my awareness of them. And they would essentially sing to me tones. And then they would have me tone myself and help use those tones to shift my consciousness or move out of an energy or move into an energy or manifest something. And at one point, I think a year or two into it, they said, you know, you're going to be toning in front of large groups of people. And I said, you are freaking kidding me. There is no way I am going to be toning in front of people. That's crazy. They're going to feel like they're going to think I'm a total nutcase. Well, I eventually let go of what I, caring what other people think of me. And now I do toning in front of people and in my own private sessions with people when they're on a sound table, bringing in tones to help them shift the vibrations.
Wow. And one of the things that you talk about is helping us kind of shift our energy fields using our own power. One of the reasons I like your work so much is because it's all about empowering us. I've heard you say, I'm not doing anything to you. It's like I'm giving you an opportunity to make the shift yourself, right? Can you say something about what you mean when you talk about our energy fields?
Our energy fields are little energetic. It's like 2 to 3 feet off the surface of our body. We have these energetic fields that encircle us. And in our energetic fields are all of our belief systems, all of the experiences that we've had in all of our incarnations, our gifts, our tools, our wisdom, and our mastery. And in those energetic fields, we carry our belief systems, our emotions. And so when I'm working with people, helping them become more conscious of their energy fields and what they're carrying in their energy fields and then using their energy fields to actually shift their consciousness, shift that which they magnetically draw to them. And I'll talk about the higher self and how the higher self has the ability to work with the energy fields. And when our energy fields shift, our consciousness shifts, what we draw to us shifts.
Are we meant to be using all of the things in our energy fields, or are there sometimes things in there that we can let go of or clear out?
I definitely think that we can do major clearing out. We've got a couple weeks coming up here, really for the next couple years, using the energy fields to locate patterns and belief systems and ancestral vibrations that is really not in alignment with our essence. And letting them go. And so again, whenever I'm working with my energy fields, I'm always asking my higher self to work with the energy fields to locate the belief systems that are held from a place of lack or ancestral issues that I might be trying to shift and change. But as we know, we can only shift our own stuff. We can't shift somebody else's. And so those energetic fields can definitely be utilized to let go of the patterns that aren't even ours.
Oh, to let go of the patterns that aren't even ours.
Correct. Not 90% of what we're challenged by, especially if it's something that we've been working on trying to change forever, if we cannot change it and we've been using, like, please, I'm just praying and energy work and EMDR and psychotherapy and, you know, you name it, it doesn't change. There is a high likelihood that that pattern is not yours. It's an ancestor's. It's partners. It's a second grade teacher.
Huh. And oh, this is, so you're blowing my mind. Okay, so so this is very cool because that means that when I try and shift and I shift and I'm such a good doobie and it just won't go, that I need to look at the possibility that I'm hanging on to something that doesn't belong to me in the first place.
Yeah, and anytime we carry a behavior or a pattern that isn't ours, that's the indicator that our soul has some information for that person. And what's really being asked for is that we send the information to them, we release the responsibility of transforming it for them, and then we clear the empathic sensitivity of that energy out of our fields.
Wow. Very cool. And I know we're just coming up to the break, but we will spend a little bit of time. I'd love to talk about how we can use our voice to shift blocks, how people can become more aware of their energetic fields. That awareness is something that we all have the capability to have, right?
Totally. Totally. It's like, just like we all have the awareness, the capacity to be aware of the breath we take. It's that easy.
And it takes that, maybe that, I'm a big advocate of mindfulness, of being where you are right now. It may take that kind of mindfulness, that focus, for you to achieve that level of awareness so you can start to see what's floating around in those energetic fields. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Alea Dow. We're talking about using our energy fields to shift our consciousness to a higher vibration and much more. We'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
We live in our hearts. We live in our breath. We live in love.
Dare we hide?
You're listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and that beautiful music is from my guest, Alea Dow. She's a sound healer, an energy practitioner, and a spiritual guide. You can find out more about Alea and her work. You can hear samples of her music and even sign up for email meditations that come to you, I think, five times a week at aleadow.com. Alea, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Karen.
How can people get those meditations?
They can go to aleyadao.com and then put the little word free, F-R-E-E, or just go to aleyadao.com, and on all of the main pages there's an option to get a free trial week of the Daily Cups of Consciousness. And you're right, they come five times a week to people's email. And I tune into the energy every day that's coming onto the planet, and I bring forth a little 5 to 7 minute meditation to help you stay out of the fog.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this isn't some like canned meditation thing that just rotates. This is you tuning in and bringing, oh my gosh. Yeah. And you're making a commitment to those people just as those people are making a commitment to you. That's wonderful.
And to themselves. You know, we have lots of tools that we can choose to grow, learn, and evolve. Most of us will use trauma, pain, and suffering as a way to wake up. And I think that maybe the Daily Cups of Consciousness would be a little easier. And also just sort of looking at the energetic weather that's coming onto the planet every day and using that as the mechanism for spiritual growth and evolution instead of the other slightly more painful mechanism.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, we know that one well.
Well, not me, because of course I'm perfect, but other less perfect people.
Or rather the empathic sensitivity of our clients, right? So we're a healer no matter how evolved we become, we're always empathically sensitive to people and their pain and their suffering, and it teaches us compassion. And it also helps remind us of, you know, everybody's using their own tools for growth and then maybe presenting different ideas of ways to grow and evolve that are a little bit more efficient and pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm a big believer in the power of free will. I'm a big believer that we can, in any moment, make a choice that sends us in a different direction. And so if you are trapped in that, the drama and the trauma and the pain, you can take a breath and make a different choice. And if you blow it, try it again and try it again and try it again. And the power of the voice, the power of the breath to lift you out of where you are and move you forward, that's huge.
It is. Mm.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the break about using our energy fields, working with people's energy fields. And I'm wondering, is there a formula to really shift our consciousness then?
There definitely is, and I'm going to kind of segue to what you were talking about at the very beginning of the show about all the people that you've maybe seen this week that are feeling really stuck.
Yeah.
Like they can't move forward in their life. And this energetic protocol or formula or prayer, whatever you want to call it, is something that I teach students, my clients, and I use myself. And it's about employing the higher self, or when I'm talking to kids, your super self. And our higher self is connected to our energetic fields, but we also have a higher self of our body. And we have also an energy consciousness that surrounds us. I call it our team. And so the formula or the complete prayer goes something like this. I invite my higher self, my body's higher self, and my team to work with the energetic fields and the guides to locate all energies that I am trying to shift, change, evolve. So we've just energetically located, we've had our energy fields locate this vibration that we're trying to change, move out of, clear the stuckness. Mm-hmm. And we're going to ask that those energetic aspects of us energetically locate all of those feelings of being stuck and infuse the vibration of acceptance into those frequencies. For only in a moment when we completely and totally accept what is, then does it start to flow. And some part of us, our energy self, is starting to locate all those little moments of stuck, all of those vibrations, belief systems, behaviors of stuck, infusing it with the frequency of acceptance. And then with that acceptance comes flow, and it starts to shift, change. And if people are really energetically sensitive, they'll actually start feeling their energy fields moving around them right now. And then whenever we do an energetic protocol, we want to then move into the vibration of flow, of trust, activating the spiritual lessons of those vibrations, updating all reference points and all ways in which you perceive. And that is a complete formula, protocol, prayer that you can use at any point in time of asking your higher self, your body's higher self, your team to work with your energetic fields to do dot, 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 fill in the blank. And then always update your reference points. Very simple, but very powerful.
What does it mean to update your reference points?
It's kind of like if you go to the gas station with your car and you fill up your gas tank, but your little indicator, your gas knobby on the dashboard, keeps registering that it's empty. You'll keep showing up at the gas station. And so when we update those reference points, it's like, okay, take that marker and put it to where you really are now.
Ah, okay.
You don't keep reference pointing an old energy and keep thinking that you're at that old energy. I know that a lot of people do these major shifts, but they keep reference pointing themselves in what they used to be in instead of where they are right now.
Right. Well, and
so
it's
a little prayer of update reference points.
And it's so difficult to keep calling ourselves back to the present. I love, in that prayer, I love the idea of asking for help to locate those places where things are off, where the energy of stuck is. I think a lot of times we try to do it all ourselves by the sheer force of our will.
Yeah, our mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mind is like our computer screen, and our higher self is the hard drive. And our mouse is the energy fields. And so when we get our mouse to go click on the hard drive, the higher self, and then we give the higher self, i.e. the hard drive, the task, the hard drive actually does it. The computer screen, which is the mind, doesn't do work very well.
Hmm.
But the hard drive does. The higher self does. That's what it's programmed to do.
Wow. That's a very cool image. And I want to ask you, too, about the work that you're doing with kids. I know that you do teach kids. I'm wondering, are kids today different than they were back when I was a kid, back when the woolly mammoths roamed the earth? Are children now more aware of these kind of things than they were when you and I maybe were kids?
I think so. You know, if I just look at the sheer energetics of what the planet's going through, 50 years ago, we had these energetic veils around the planet that were very thick. And no matter how evolved somebody was, passing through that veil of amnesia and perceptions of disconnection, it was harder to maintain a more connected state. So you had to be really, really evolved and then hold it through the entire time of, you know, being raised as a child. And now today, when I energetically look at the veils around the planet, they're much thinner. And so beings that hold a higher consciousness can actually come in and keep that intact in an easier way. So these souls that are coming in and are currently children, they definitely are holding a higher perception of connection, meaning they know that we're all one. Now, not all of the souls that are coming onto the planet hold this higher awareness, but a lot of them are, because simply the planet is in a space where there's greater light, so it's going to support a higher consciousness, which is lovely. And my sense is that over the next 2,000 years, we're going to see a huge shift in consciousness, and it'll really be blooming 2,000 years from now.
I hear people talk about it's the indigo children and the whoever comes after the indigo children. Is it that the children are coming in with a higher level of awareness, or that we always have that higher level of awareness when we come in as kids and we just haven't been able to hang on to it?
I actually think that the people that are coming onto the planet are coming on because currently the planet is supporting their next steps in evolution, and the planet is going from second grade to third grade. So now we're getting third graders coming onto the planet instead of all the second graders, and all the second graders are deciding whether or not they want to go on to third grade or go to a different planet that's still supporting second grade.
Are you a second grader? I would think that you're...
I think of myself as a second grade teacher. Or maybe a teacher, second grade teachers. You know, when we really acknowledge where we are at our point in evolution, there's humility, there's grace, there's gratitude, there's discernment, and there's also not the attachment to judging or changing the behavior. It's like, well, in second graders fight. Second graders also talk about wanting to be peaceful, but they don't have the tools of knowing how to be peaceful. And so it's completely and totally reasonable that we have war. This is where we are at this point in time in the evolution. We're growing right now. And if we would shift our perspective in terms of trying to change the behavior, but more create a safe environment for people to be in whatever behavior they need to be in, then the behavior is going to change and grow and evolve much more quickly.
Wow. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Alaya Dow. We'll be right back after this.
We live in our hearts. We live in our breath. Here we are. We live in love.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and you're never alone. You've got me, and you've got Alea Dow, and we're talking about using our energy fields to shift our consciousness, to transform our lives, to remove blocks. You can find out more about Alea and her work at aleadao.com. That's aleadao.com. Alea, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Karen.
I was saying off the air, I feel so blissed out now. This is usually like a very high energy show, and Chris is playing James Brown, and we're dancing around the studio, and there's a much calmer vibe here just by those few seconds of that music coming in.
Beautiful.
It is. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about how the veils are thinning. We're going through a time of change, and I'm wondering what you have to say about what I think of as the transformative energy of 2012. How can that energy help us transform our own lives?
Yeah, I'll give like a little energetic weather report and then talk about how we can use that energy to help us shift and grow. Okay. So the first 3 months of 2012, January, February, March, and a little bit in April, felt a little bit like living in a cardboard box. Couldn't see clearly, couldn't get the direction of where to really head. But what we did see was all of our behaviors and all of our patterns that we are holding that no longer supports us. So the self-critic became very clear, very obvious, alive and well. it's not that we went deeper into the self-critic or deeper into the depression or lethargy or lack of motivation. It was that we became conscious of this unconscious vibration, and we can only change that which we are conscious of. So those first 3 months was setting us up to see all the stuff we don't want to carry with us anymore. The next 3 months, really the next like 3 weeks, is we're getting prepped to move into what I call the spiritual soul car wash, where all of these patterns that we saw for the first couple months of the year start releasing. And then starting in about August, September, October, we'll start bringing in more coherent vibrations, belief systems that do have the capacity to support us, moving from a consciousness of abundance, a consciousness of connection, instead of a consciousness of lack and separation. And the 3 months in the summertime might be really disorienting for people because it's this huge let go, kind of like your house burning down or floods coming in. Some people will use the actual physical planet to let go of the vibrations that they're no longer wanting to carry. And then there's a rebuilding that starts to happen in the fall where we start to plant the seeds of that which we intend to move into. And everybody's talking about December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. And actually, there's a guy named Calaman, I think that's how you pronounce his name, and he was talking about how October 28th of 2011 was actually the end of the Mayan calendar. And when I was doing those daily cups of consciousness, I actually saw the end of a cycle and us getting launched into a whole nother realm of sort of this galactic quadrant right around October 28th, 2011. So the Mayan calendar is actually already at an energetic level coming to an end from my perspective and from a few other people's perspectives. And December 21st is when we really hit the mainstream of this current of light that holds a much higher consciousness that we're moving into. The world's not getting worse. We're actually just starting to see it more consciously so that we can actually change it. So that's my forecast about how to... what's coming, and then how to use that energy to go, okay, cool, in the summertime, I'm going to let go, yard sales, release the behaviors that don't work for us, move, and then in the fall, start going to workshops or gathering tools of behavior that you really want to move into and embrace.
Wow. For people who are feeling afraid, and I talk to a lot of people who are feeling afraid. Some of them are afraid that, you know, the earth will be overtaken by brain-eating zombies. Some people are afraid of, you know, pole shift and darkness and all those really scary things. Can you address that for people who are feeling scared?
Yeah. Fear is typically will come up when we are physically, energetically, or emotionally exposed to an energy that is new, the fear of the unknown. And there is light that's coming from the sun and coming onto the planet that is new, that is different. It has a higher light quotient. It is brighter. That's unfamiliar. And so our biology is actually going to react from that fear-based place. But if we start to realize that our greatest safety is deep in our core, in that river of light that flows within us, and we start to find our comfort inside our core in those daily cups that I record, those meditations, speak about coming into that divine line, that essence part of you, and finding your safety there, then the fear of what's going to happen in the outer world starts to go away. The other component of fear of like, oh, the world is going to end and the bank is going to collapse, sometimes when our biology, our brain, is literally very, it's not that developed compared to the complexity of the world that we live in. 100 years ago, the biggest decision that we had to make was, when should I plant my crops? You know, like, yeah. On what moon? And now our decision-making has to be so much more complicated and pretty stressful, and our brains have actually not evolved to make complicated decisions very well. It's called, like, level 2 thinking. We do really well at level 1 of, like, when am I going to plant my crops? But level 2 thinking of, like, what school should I send my child to? And what internet provider should I be? You know, it's like all of the, we have 1,000 questions and answers that we have to be dealing with on a daily basis, and our brain literally has a hard time dealing with it. And so we'll want to go towards simplistic ways of solving a complicated world that we live in. And that simplistic way of thinking is, an asteroid's going to hit the planet and everything's going to dissolve. or the Mayan calendar is going to end and all of the world banks are going to collapse. That's a pretty simplistic way of somehow soothing ourselves with this incredibly complicated world that we live in. But the problem is, with that simplistic way of thinking, it puts us into a fear-based way of thinking instead of allowing ourselves to realize that we live in an incredibly complex world and our brains are having to evolve to deal with this complexity.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that
long-winded sentence, but
I think it's not long-winded at all. It's you're making me think about too how sometimes those the asteroid is coming, the zombies are coming, hoard your food. It really takes away from our responsibility to wake up or to make change or to grow, because if what I really do is go back to that place where I'm, you know, trying to put as much food away as I can for the winter, or trying to be sure I have enough guns to, you know, outpower my neighbor, that has really turned me from the different work, the work of the light that I should be focusing on.
Totally. And my husband, Doug Knoll, who has written quite a few books and talks, we have little conversations about this, and he's a lawyer mediator, and I'm sort of in the new age world, and so we come at things from very different perspectives, but he and I were having conversations about the conspiracy theories, and he goes, you know, honestly, if there really was a conspiracy, they're freaking idiots. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, they haven't taken over the world yet. And they don't have everybody in concentration camps, and they haven't taken away everybody's money. What are they waiting for? And, you know, he had a good point of, I actually don't think that people are that collaborative yet at this point in time in their consciousness. They're too focused on protecting their power, privilege, and position to share in a huge, grand, global scheme of conspiracy. So on some level, the lack of consciousness supports us in not having a highly evolved conspiracy theory.
and some people might say that really shows that there maybe is a force for good, that that we can lift that vibration through generosity, through working together, through all those good things, so that the uncoordinated bad guys don't win.
Yeah, and you know, evil and greed, I don't even really like using the word evil, but perceptions of disconnection and greed, lack of kindness, is a very discordant energy. It's not coherent, which means it doesn't have a very strong force. Whereas love and modeling right energy and meeting our own needs and being personally responsible and being kind has a much stronger coherent field, far more powerful than a field of chaos.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Alaya Dow, and we'll be right back after this.
Out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit annwithanetaylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24-7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We live in our hearts. We live in our breath.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is energy healer and spiritual guide, Alea Dow. And we were talking off the air, Alea, about, I think we should like have privileged access to actually to what we talk about when we go to break. But we were all talking about strange sounds. Chris was mentioning that he'd become aware of some YouTube videos about people, more and more people reporting hearing strange otherworldly sounds. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, the veils, there are these like curtains that separate the dimensions. And as a planet goes through a process of enlightenment, meaning getting exposed to more light, more love, the sun is actually putting out more light than it ever has before in the last couple, many thousands of years, these veils dissolve and we start becoming aware of these other realms that have been always there. And the beings that exist in these other dimensions. I think of Earth as a multi-dimensional planet where we've got, and I had a dream a couple of years ago and I was saying to my guide, so how many dimensions are on planet Earth? And they said to me, 48 other. I don't get too attached to numbers, but it's like, well, there's more than three, there's more than five, there's more than 10. We've got all of these different realities that are happening and these portals in the sky, lights in the sky, sounds, orbs of light traveling, we are just starting to become aware and see this other reality that's been existing around us all the time.
And as we were talking about before, how we react to that other reality really determines our experience. We can react in love and awareness, or we can react in fear.
Correct. We do have a choice as to how we react. And whenever I'm reacting in a certain way, I always look at the reaction more from the place of So this way that I'm reacting right now, what is it I'm really trying to learn and master? And we will typically do the opposite of that which we are intending on mastering until we move into a certain level of awareness and we start to practice that which we intend to master. So if I react from a place of fear, then I'm actually a victim, which means my soul is determined to master empowerment. So do I want to now embrace empowerment and look at the situation from a place of empowerment, or stay in the fear and collect more fear chips until my soul eventually gets to the place where I flip it and I become empowered? So instead of judging how we react, ask yourself more the question of what is your soul's really intending on mastering, and use the flip it sheet. I actually have it on my website, the flip it sheet, so people can go and download it.
Oh, that's very cool. A flip it sheet. That's very cool. So that's at aleyadao.com. That's aleyadao.com. And people can also sign up for the Cups of Consciousness, which are daily audio meditations 5 times a week. You can get a week free, right, at the site?
Correct. Yes, a free week. And then if you want to subscribe, it's just like $10 a month. Really affordable.
That's very affordable because that's a lot of work you're putting into these. That's, wow, that's great. she says, fully aware of all the work she puts into them.
Yep.
Now, you also do something called Tall Cups of Consciousness. What is that?
Every 2 weeks, I do a live tele-video class, so people can join over the internet and watch me over the video, or they can just join over the phone, and I will look at the energy of what is up in the present moment and bring in energetic protocols, prayers, little pearls that can help people shift their energetic fields and move into a higher consciousness. So this last Monday, we were clearing addictions, and there were like all these protocols for clearing these habits and addictions and the self-critic and grounding and how to stay balanced when we get these dimensional merges, which is what's been happening. And so I'll do these tall cups every 2 weeks and then make them available for download, so that if you can't be present during the tall cup, you still get the recording of it, the video of it, the audio file of it. And that's just like $15 to $20 for a tall cup for an hour-long energy balancing session. So super easy and super affordable.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, I know that we only have a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you, is there a way that we can use our own voice, even if we don't have the beautiful singing voice that you have, the presence that you have? How can we use our own voice to help begin that process of clearing our energy fields?
I love that you just asked that question, because I recorded a meditation specifically for children, and the technique that you do is you actually think about whatever, and you would use this technique in a moment of upset. If you're in a place of upset, if there's something that you're fearful about, if there's something you're trying to control and it's creating anxiety in you, I invite you to hum or make the tone or the sound of that upset. It's not going to be a pleasant sound in the beginning. Humming is actually a really easy way to use sound to shift the vibration in the body, and we don't get super self-conscious of it. So hum, tone, sing, make a note or a vowel of the sound that is discordant, i.e. the emotion of the anxiety, the fear, the inability to control. And keep making that sound, and there will be this natural shift that starts to happen in the body where you actually bring that discordant sound into a coherent sound, into a balanced sound. So you're literally shifting the emotion into that which is truly being intended. You are flipping it into balance, into harmony, into love, into connection. So use your voice in that way of this fear. What does this fear sound like? And you keep making that sound, and then it starts to shift to a or whatever it is. There is no right or there is no wrong. So I invite people to start playing around with that one in the shower, in the car, wherever you feel comfortable and safe to play with your voice.
And so often we're afraid to, I think especially women, we can be afraid to make noise.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So that's why I say play around with it in the shower. You could do it silently even. And then the more confident you get, the more comfortable you become, the more out loud it will become. And then literally sounds will just start pulsing from you. In those daily cups of consciousness that I do, I actually give people 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes to tone along with me. And I've been getting really great feedback from people of like, I never used to sing, and I just find myself spontaneously toning with you during the meditation, and it's so cool. So people can use those daily cups in that way as well. And on my website, on the homepage of Alea.com, I have a little audio file of Learn How to Tone, and then I'll also put on there the link for the Flip It sheet.
Oh, very cool. That's great. So people can go to AleaDow.com and pick up all those resources. Alea, thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm really grateful for the connection. This is awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Karen. It's been an honor and a joy, and thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. That is all the time that we have for today. Our guest was Alea Dow. Get more information about Alea and her work at AleaDow.com and get your sign up for your free week of guided audio meditations on that site. Now, would you please also visit FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything? You can book a reading, sign up for the newsletter, get the scoop on upcoming classes. Oh, and find out what's coming up next on the radio show, okay? And much more. Next week at this time, on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, author and shaman Lynn Andrews will be my guest. We're going to talk about her new book, which is Coming Full Circle. And check my website for information on a couple of other special broadcasts next week. On Thursday of next week, so a week from tomorrow, I'll be interviewing the author and expert in the Gnostic Gospels, Peter Canova. His new book is called Pope Annalisa. That book's already won 7 awards, and I haven't even read it yet. And then on Friday of next week, my guest will be Terry Williams, the Bliss Lady, talking about making her blissness plan. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.